Time for Ask the Mayor, our public affairs program every Sunday at 7 o'clock. And for those that just can't quite get up that early, then online at WHLC.com. And this is special guest day with our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor.
That's right, Steve. There's a lot of new activity and business activities going on here in the town as we approach spring. And I've asked our director of the Chamber of Commerce, Joanna Fine, to come and give us an update on some of the things that are going on with the Chamber in the downtown area, especially the new flags and banners that they're supporting for the town. I'll just step aside and let you talk with Joanna and get the lowdown on what's happening with the Chamber.
Thank you, Mayor. Joanna Fine, Executive Director of the Highlands Chamber of Commerce. People are standing in line to invest their money here in this town. Love your social media platforms and how you communicate with everyone.
Yes, thank you. We've got a great marketing team. We've got a new marketing manager, and we've got an intern out of Western Carolina that's been working with us. And it's great to get those young kids in there because they really know that social media like the back of their hand. And we're able to promote our businesses and our members and our partners in the community. And I think we're doing a really great job of it. We're gearing up for the 4th of July and celebrating the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And we really wanted to get a little patriotic here in town. And so we've got some banners that the town's going to put down Main Street for America 250 and more American flags. As you step into Highlands this summer, you'll see patriotism on display.
What do you see as the state of business here in Highlands?
Business is good. We're heading into season, so we knew things are going to ramp up for our businesses. But I do see the challenges of growth and how we do that responsibly and tourism in general. We try to promote the off-season. We've become a year-round destination, so we've been trying to focus on those shoulder seasons, and so we're not as maxed out as some of us feel like we are in the summer.
You know, the mayor has talked about this many, many times, about this is more of a year-round place to stay and the businesses aren't boarding up.
We do still have some businesses or owners that maybe go to Florida for the winter and join us again in April. The majority of our businesses here are here year-round, and there is the business to support that now.
If somebody's coming to this town and they want to be a part of this Highlands Chamber of Commerce, but tell us how business can become a part of that.
It's very easy. They can do that online. We have a member services manager that'll meet with them, explain the benefits, the fees involved, and really it's also about networking. So people that are new here and opening a business can network with other business members as well.
What's the most fun thing you do?
I have a marketing background, so I really enjoy what we're doing and sharing the story of Highlands. All of us that work at the Chamber work in the Welcome Center as well, greeting guests, finding out where they're from, what they're interested in, how long they've been coming, or if it's their first time. So I really enjoy that part of my job where I get to actually meet the people that are coming to Highlands and finding out, again, how they got here and their stories.
And the benefits that businesses get when they join the Chamber.
Well, we've been doing some brown bag lunch and learns, which are new this year. We just had one on Google My Business. On the 15th, we'll be doing a Canva session. We will be doing AI, which is kind of scary for some people, but we all need to know what's going on with it, whether we want to use it or not. And we partner with Southwestern Community College Small Business Center, and they are putting on those sessions for us. We just ask that people register. It's free. We hope that that can help our businesses and our residents here in town learn a little bit more about what's going on with technology. That's one of our wonderful benefits. Again, I said networking. We have a women in business group that gets together four times a year. And then we have our business after hours four times a year as well.
I notice more women are starting their businesses, and more now.
It's a great group of young women also that have restaurants and boutique. We have a lot of real estate agents. Every time we are seeing different groups of women joining us for those events.
I mean, the strong women from the Stubborn Buddha and also the Stubborn Bull, they're amazing with the energy and they don't look tired at the end of a day.
They're spearheading Restaurant Week this week. So I love that they went ahead and created that event and are marketing that. that, and hopefully they're getting a lot of business this week from that restaurant week.
In the papers, I see pictures of you and also talking about the Plateau Pickup.
Yes.
That was started by Buck Trott and I guess some other guy that is the son-in-law. Talk about the Plateau Pickup.
Yeah, of course. And then I would have to give a shout-out to Mayor Pat Taylor because he has been there year after year helping to make sure that that goes off smoothly. We are still looking for volunteers to help us pick up our beautiful town and surrounding areas. Saturday, April 18th, 8:30 a.m., we're meeting at Kelsey Hutchinson. We'll give you a little breakfast, get you all the gear you need, pickup sticks and bright colored vests to protect you out there. Afterwards, we'll give you a free t-shirt and a little light lunch. We're hoping that you'll tell us ahead of time so we have enough t-shirts and we have enough food. Please join us. They can go events at highlandschamber.org to sign up for Plateau Pickup. And it's fun, too. We are having a contest for the most interesting piece of trash that people find. We have a little gift card available to our winner. We've found things like oyster shells, vinyl records. We want to have a little bit of fun with it, too.
And when I first got here 20 years ago, yeah. Leadership Highlands, you're getting the best of the best. Come up with some great ideas.
We have already started our year. We have 13 participants, varied in age and in their business. We've got retirees, business owners. They get a chance to interact with others, learn from the very best, as you were saying. I'm sure the mayor will be asked to come in and talk to them. They've had folks from the biological station thus far. It's just a really great experience. I took that class, graduated 3 years ago, and I met some of the most wonderful people and made great connections that serve me friendships to this day. And I'm so proud that we can continue to bring these people from Leadership Highlands.
What was the catalyst that made you become the executive director of the Highlands Chamber of Commerce?
I was our marketing communications director for the Chamber of Commerce. And then with my predecessor, Kay McCann, retiring, I was tapped to take on that role. Worked at another visitors bureau in my past. I've been in hospitality for more years than I'd like to say on the air, because that'll date me a little bit. When we came to Highlands 3 years ago, my husband works for Old Edwards Hospitality. I came without a job, and we'd only vacationed here before. I was able to join the chamber. It's the perfect role for me. I love sharing Highlands with others.
You can tell. You are. Yeah. It makes it a better place.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Joanna Fine, Executive Director of the Highlands Chamber of Commerce. Okay, we're going to bring Pat Taylor in. And this is recorded on Thursday, right before the big budget meeting and the swearing-in of the new commissioner. And it'll be aired on the Sunday morning, of course, today at 7 o'clock. And then online at WHLC.com. I learned a lot from Joanna Fine, Executive Director of the Highlands Chamber of Commerce, and always a pleasant surprise when you have a special guest.
Absolutely, Steve, and I will tell you, the banners for the 250th celebration, they've got what I call, as an artist, real visual snap, so I think that'll be wonderful for the downtown area, along with their flags, but they also provided us with new high-level American flags. By that, I mean the way they've been manufactured. They're top of the line. We put out the American flags right before Memorial Day. We don't take them down because then the 4th of July is right around the corner. And then we keep them up. They look great in the downtown area during the summer. And we keep them up until Veterans Day. Then we take them down. But usually, we have to replace a lot of the flags because the wind, the rain up here on the plateau really takes its toll on the flags. I'm real thankful that they've provided those new flags and the new banners that we will be displaying very soon.
We had a wonderful restaurant week. Come on over here and, you know, spend some money and some time at our wonderful restaurants.
I hope that it'll continue, especially in these kind of shoulder seasons as we anticipate the beginning of the spring season. Sally and I, we go out to eat in Highlands about once a week. That's kind of our recreation and our time to be together and enjoy being in Highlands. Also, I think it's important to support our restaurants, and we have a great local base of people that provide that support. And I would also put in a shout out to the wait staff. Please always tip generously, because it takes a lot of effort for a lot of our hospitality workers to come here and serve the people of Highlands.
We have been looking at the app. There's another fire danger over the past weekend for northeastern Georgia. That burning ban still in effect.
It is in effect in North Carolina statewide. I hope everybody will be cognizant of the fact that we really are in a dangerous situation. And in Western Carolina, there have been a number of fires this past week and for the last several weeks where our firefighters are trying to control those wildfires. Part of Macon County is in what we call an emergency drought situation at the highest level. We are in what we call a severe drought status, right below an emergency drought designation. We're talking with the state water people. They're visiting our water plant on a routine inspection this week, and we're consulting with them because we believe that if we don't get significant rain very soon, we'll have to go into what we call a stage one voluntary water restriction mode. I hope we don't get to that point. We are concerned that we need water, and we need it now. On the Easter weekend, we did get rainfall, but it was only 3/4 of an inch. While that helps, it's only in the short term. We need many inches of rain to get the water table back up to where we don't regress into a severe drought situation. We're hoping that we get that rain. We need it, and we'll keep everyone posted. The segue here, Steve, is this.
Get it.
Get that Highlands app. It's free. You just go to your app store and under search, put in the town of Highlands. It'll pop up. You download it, and you're set up to get notifications on things like if we go into an emergency drought condition or anything like that. We put it out on the town app.
And whatever tone you select for it, it'll buzz, it'll beep, it'll whatever, and you'll know exactly immediately. And that's what we get
that's
here,
right.
And then we're immediately on the radio, so it is so useful for us.
And I will say this, too. Spring, we often have severe weather events, and we're entering into the hurricane season. Hopefully it will be a routine season where we don't have to send out any emergency notices like we did with Hurricane Helene in September of 24. But it's very important that everybody have that out.
More business with Highlands Pre-K. Get your child ready for next year. All you got to do is just contact the principal.
We were able to get funding from the Macon County Board of Education and the Board of Commissioners to expand some classroom space at the school to provide a pre-K program. That now is complete. They are ready to launch that program starting this coming school year. So if you have a child or you know of a child that could be a part of that pre-K program, they can call the school, ask to speak with Principal Holbrooks, and she'll certainly give them all the information and help them sign up for that program. If you've got a child that will be 3 by August 31st of this year, they qualify to be in the pre-K program.
All right, the first rollout of the draft for the budget, and I see this old shot of, like, you know, Rebecca Shuler with the green lantern right there with the hat and the visor, and she's working on that adding machine.
Well, this week when I'd walked by her office, I saw reams of adding machine paper. They were on her floor, and I knew what she was doing. She's funny. Crunching the numbers and adding things up before she submitted her final numbers for the proposed budget. And that was done on Thursday afternoon. If you recall, we had a town retreat in March where we talked about the budget priority. Then the staff goes back, working with Josh Ward, our town manager, and the budget director, Rebecca Shuler. Department heads have been submitting their needs, and Josh and Rebecca now will have presented a draft of a proposed budget. The town board will ask questions, including our new town commissioner, Bill Grubb, who would have been sworn in at that workshop. We'll have, at the end of the month, another budget workshop where we will refine the budget. And then at the May meeting, the town manager will have a formal proposed budget that will be presented to the commissioners. After that, we will have a call for a public hearing in June, and we will again review the proposed budget, get public input. put, and then the budget will have to be approved because it has to go into effect on July the 1st. Also at that budget workshop, we looked at the proposed increase in the fire tax and had to approve that so the Macon County Commissioners can also review the proposed increase and also approve the fire tax increase.
I've heard sirens the last few days here, and there was a big fire.
Yes, there's been a number of major calls that they've had to respond to. But about a week ago, a major building here in the town, on just kind of a routine evening, someone smells smoke. So they call the fire department. And our full-time firefighters who were at the firehouse responded immediately. And it was a short in the main electrical panel of that building. They knew what to do, of course, immediately, took control and stopped any spread of a fire. It was sparking. And we were saying, if there had been a delay, the outcome could have been much more severe. But they were able to respond quickly, take control of the potential dangerous fire situation. That's why we want to make sure that we have a fully staffed 24/7 fire department so we can address those potential dangers. We want to make sure our firefighters are fully staffed and they have all the equipment and resources needed to keep us safe and secure here in Highlands
and, this is
and on the plateau.
Yeah, protecting our property.
That's
for sure.
Right.
So the fire attacks, I guess, ready to go. And then the board meeting on April 16th, the workshop, you'll start that a little bit earlier.
That's the plan at the time of this recording. One of the things that the commissioners want to do is to review the procedures for conducting a town board meeting. Our attorney formalized that process and drew up a document, which is, I think, about 18 pages of procedures. I've read it. I've got a page of questions. I know that the other commissioners also have questions, and we need to take time at a workshop to have our attorney answer and respond to those questions. And that probably can't be done in 45 minutes to an hour. So we more than likely will be starting the workshop for April at around 5:30. And then we will segue at 7 into the regular town board meeting.
This part of the year, it's prime time for so many great things going on, the trout season. Are we going to see you in your little boat on Lake Sequoia?
And you'll see me probably wading a stream or two during this time. I love to fish. I've got my fleet of boats. I have a canoe, and then I also have a small John boat. My John boat is officially registered again with the state of North Carolina for the next 3 years. I register my boats with the town at the Highlands Police Department to get a permit that costs $10 per boat to be on Lake Sequoia.
Is that Sally 1 and 2?
Yes, we'll say that.
Okay.
I love to fish, and I like to fish in Lake Sequoia. It's a great reservoir for our drinking water, but it's also a great fishery, too.
You learned from the master, and he's no longer with us.
Stell Huey, yes, okay. Indeed. A fond memory of going with Stell, and I put him in the front of my John boat, took him around, and he would do that beautiful casting on Lake Sequoia with his fly rod. And he just enjoyed catching fish, as do I.
And say, like, Mayor, you don't use those heavy, what do you call them? Sorry.
He used to get on to me because I would use heavy lead weights and jigs and get real down low. And Stell was a classic fly fisherman that always used the what we call the Jack Cabe fly, that Jack Cabe, the legendary fly fisherman here, invented and developed. Well, Stell would always use that fly. He was a master.
He's a purist. And also, don't forget our biological station. Kids, but older kids, and for those that, and I understand you're a forager.
Yes, I am a forager, but I love to go to the biological station. So many people just there observing and looking at the beautiful wild mountain flowers that are coming out, the trillium. And yes, I've started foraging again. I'm a roadside forager. We had dandelions, burdock, and fiddleheads this week for dinner one night. I take the advice of the wisdom of the Cherokee people, and they were foragers, but the rule for the Cherokee was you only take what you need, but you don't take it all. You leave some for rejuvenation and to come back. Always leave some there so they can grow back. You don't take everything. You just take what you need.
Reminds me of the Rolling Stones song. You can't get what you want, but
you always get what you need.
Yeah, you know your tunes. With our automobile Patrick Taylor every Sunday at Ask the Mayor at WHLC and WHLC.com.
Thank you, Steve.